Famines, written by Tom Keneally and read by Peter Byrne. In a world of cyclical and enduring historic and modern want, this account is in greatest part a comparative story of three terrible hungers. The first of these famines is An Gota Mór, the Great Hunger of Ireland, the famine that began in 1845 and whose end date is a matter of debate among historians. I have written about this famine before, but in terms of the history of Irish nationalism, instead of as a famine that echoed and illustrated other famines. By comparing this renowned event with other outbreaks of starvation, I hope to tell its tale anew. And while not avoiding the causes, actions, and ideas that made it, narrate it stripped of its former nationalist rhetoric. The second hunger is a more hidden famine than the other two, one I encountered first in the writings of Amartya Sen. Though less well known and submerged by competing accidents of history, it was the even more deadly famine that struck Bengal in 1943-44. It was triggered by natural causes, but also by the impact of World War II on Northeast India and by British Indian government policies. The third great hunger narrated here, that of the Ethiopians, had two phases separated in time, the early 1970s and then the early and mid-1980s. But though presided over first by an emperor and then by a Stalinist dictator, they were interconnected to an extent that they could, in some lights, appear to be one continuing reality. I was moved to write about this famine by my own visits to Eritrea in the late 1980s, and the evidence I saw that the tyrant Mengistu was spending massively on armaments rather than food and the means to distribute it. In those people who suffered these famines, in those who denied the suffering or propounded theories to explain it, excuse it, and so see it as necessary, in those who, against the wishes of government, told the world what had happened and still was happening, or tried to address the suffering by giving aid, there is a remarkable continuity of impulses and reactions. So, though these famines are in obvious ways diverse from each other, they were also siblings to each other. It is as if they shared part of the same DNA, being as they are the result of a similar human fallibility, and of dogmatic and determined misinterpretation by governments and officials of both the victims and the events that had overtaken them.